You're listening to Cumtown Premium, and Stav and Adam are going to talk about.
There's no way. Yeah, Adam's dumbass thinks LeBron is going to be MVP.
I'm saying that they didn't give AD Defensive Player of the Year because it's going to be some bullshit makeup because they're going to give LeBron MVP.
You are so out of your fucking mind. Giannis is winning MVP, and by the way, he deserves it even though they look like shit.
My
in
headphones
the playoffs.
Aren't around. Their defense has sucked in this series
because they don't know what the fuck they're trying to do. They got scared about their fucking 3-point shooting, and so they tried to over adjust and let Jimmy Butler fucking ram his cock down their fucking throats. And then the second game they just got worked. I mean, the Heat are just playing a better fucking game.
All Giannis
Buttonholes
can do
is a
dunk.
Bitch.
All he can do is dunk.
Fuck off, dude.
He's a one dimensional
loser. That's why the Lakers
are
going to lose to the Clippers.
And he's from Nigeria.
That's why
he's
the
not
Lakers,
even Greek.
Oh my God, you better shut the fuck up right now.
He's the Nigerian.
Jews
freak.
Take pride in it. Got every person that's ever eaten a fucking knish. And Giannis, who grew up in Athens, isn't even Greek.
Yeah.
Fuck off, dude.
Yeah.
Keep claiming Amari Stoudemire.
I don't
fucking
claim
losers.
Yeah, it's like the people.
Israel is a fucking apartheid state. How about that?
The people of Athens
and you
were
love
so
it.
Welcoming to him and his family. The Greek people.
First of all, not everyone, but people in the basketball community were. Thank you very much.
The basketball community.
Yes.
When he was selling, he was a child laborer.
Well, that's a problem with capitalism. Thank you very much.
He was selling goods on
what
the
you're
side
describing. Yes.
Of the
oh, I'm so, which he,
as
his
a,
family
as a
was
Nigerian,
taken in
a
by Greece,
refugee.
Whereas Israel would have fucking kicked him right the fuck out and started bombing the Palestinians.
Yeah, the Nigerians.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would have bombed.
They would not
Nigeria.
Have taken in a Nigerian, I'll tell you that much.
I'm not.
In Greece?
I do not defend the actions of the state of Israel.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You're changing your tone.
No, I don't.
Off fucking, off mic, you're talking about how
claiming.
Great it is.
I'm not claiming.
And you're wearing a Netanyahu t-shirt right now.
I'm not at all, actually.
You're wearing I'm hot for BB.
I'm just saying.
It's hot for teacher from Van Halen, but they have Netanyahu's face
I'm
photoshopped
saying,
on a hot lady.
A 5'6" Giannis Antetokounmpo, he wouldn't be the pride of the nation.
He would find a lot of economic opportunity selling bootleg DVDs on the road. From my experience,
he wouldn't be.
He from eating a gyro on the fucking streets of Athens. A plethora of young Nigerian men have made an enterprise of selling bootleg DVDs.
He wouldn't be
and other wares.
Welcomed with open arms by the Golden Dawn. I'll tell
first
you
of all,
that much.
I don't. My family is not. My family does not descend from the fascist side of Greece.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Exactly. You're from Greece. I'm not from.
Yes, you take
Israel.
Listen, you're the one who takes
I'm not
that
from
pride.
Israel. I'm from California.
First of all, you're from Vegas, bitch. Okay,
I'm where I was born.
You're
in California.
From Vegas,
yeah, and I take pride in the Golden Knights.
Oh, hold on a second. Oh, you're from California.
No, conversation over. Conversation over. I think we reached our. Okay, Nick, we're back. Sorry.
No, you guys can keep going.
Fuck you, Adam.
No, fuck
and
you.
And I don't even need headphones, by the
I'm
way.
Just
I don't
say,
have headphones. I don't need that crutch.
Anthony Davis deserved to win Defensive Player of the Year.
Couldn't do shit without fucking LeBron. And let's see
that's
how
insane.
He fucking performs right now.
That's insane.
Let's see how he fucking performs right now.
He was a monster in the first
game. He had a nice game.
He was incredible.
Nice couple games. Well, let's see what the Rockets do to him.
I'm just saying that
everyone who thinks Anthony Davis is better than Giannis can suck my fucking dick.
It seems like a backroom NBA deal to have Giannis.
I'm not trying to get into diapers, but I like the ritual of putting on a cloth diaper on myself.
Yeah.
I wouldn't use it,
yeah.
But I would like to wake up every day and have to prepare myself like a croissant.
Sure.
Have to tuck away my penis and balls into my ass area.
Under your ass? Now, are you describing diapers or
a big cloth diaper that I
why
fasten
would you
with
need to tuck your dick and balls?
Because you put your dick and balls in your ass.
Mm-hmm. Is that what they do to babies?
You move it all down. You jam it in there.
I don't believe that.
Do you you season your dick and balls with some powder?
Yeah, with garlic.
Right. With some saison.
And cabbage around. And then you wrap the diaper around tightly.
You prepare a mirepoix.
With cabbage and onions all around,
yeah,
you,
yeah.
And then
carrots, celery,
jam it all tight into your ass,
mm-hmm.
And
then the cabbage.
And then, so it goes cabbage, carrots, onions first, then your dick and balls and then is a seal.
A summer roll skin. And you yes. wrap that around.
Oh, a summer
and then
roll.
You piss at the wet, get it mm-hmm. tight.
I love
so
that.
So maybe you put some cold cooked shrimps in your asshole as
some
well.
Some shrimp, yeah. And then you, then that's, I mean, it's not to say that there's like a superiority to Asian culture, but mm-hmm. definitely a more simple way of life.
Simple, dude.
If you, imagine starting your day off that way every morning.
Every morning. It's you're a
just,
ritual.
You're just a Chinese guy turning your dick and balls into Japanese food. mm-hmm.
And then what? Your family eats your dick and balls?
No,
dinner?
It's more of like a fuck you to the Japanese who eat summer rolls.
Oh,
by the way.
I see. Right. I thought which that is was the national like, food of Japan.
That was yeah, they're like, oh, meal. This is you. This is what you eat is mm-hmm. my penis.
I don't. Yeah, I don't think that's like, right.
What do you think, Adam?
Nothing.
Did you have a correction?
It wasn't a correction. Here comes the homework. We're doing homework on the show.
It's more of a Vietnamese food.
Do you have a correction to Nick's very serious statement?
It seemed like a serious
about putting
statement
cabbage in your ass with your dick.
No, I wasn't trying to correct that part. I thought that was magical
right.
Logic.
But a piece within that part.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting how you see a bit.
I'm not gonna.
How about instead of Gabriel Garcia Marquez, it's give me all a piece of some head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah.
Just a little piece.
Adam's currently reading 100 Years of Solitude.
No, I'm not.
To impress a 19-year-old girl.
No, I'm not.
That's he's reading 100 Years of Solitude, which is the autobiography of his penis.
Yeah.
Well, that means that my penis is made
it's sentient
old.
And literate, but
made
gets
it
no
for
pussy.
A long time. Mm-hmm. I would love 100 years of.
But there, hold on. There's a little penis. Asterisk, and then it says this old me. In parentheses yeah. and an asterisk,
we came
says
over,
only for pussy.
We came over, mm-hmm. and Adam was like, "Welcome to my book collection."
Yeah.
Like Danzig. Yeah. And he's like, this one is it's called Lolita. And it's actually about a really cool guy.
A cool guy
mm-hmm.
Getting pussy in a very ethical way.
What are some other books we could say Adam has?
Just the smart ones, basically.
Mm-hmm.
He's got
right
all,
now.
He's
I'm
got
reading.
All the screen. He's got the screenplay for the Sex and the City movies.
Yeah.
Well,
he's studying screenwriting.
I'm into
Babe
screenwriting.
3, Pig in the City. Sex. Mm-hmm. Babe 3, Sex in the City.
Well, it's the novelization.
That's mm-hmm. my autobiography.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a cute little pig getting pussy in the city, and that's me.
What the fuck is that show, dude?
Sex in the City?
Yeah, women love it.
It's just whores getting stuffed in New York.
It's actually it's a yeah. lot of puns actually.
Drinking martinis. You know,
sometimes
every once in a while one
this.
Of them gets fucked in the ass.
I hate this fucking city. People are like, New York's too expensive now, but it's like, yeah, but it priced out even those people.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have to be like the daughter of a Chinese billionaire yeah. live in Manhattan, which I kind of like. They're just here to cheat their way through a degree so they can go back to China and then continue being billionaires.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then they keep the apartment so that they can go shopping 4 days a year.
Yeah. Yeah. It's yeah. to do shopping. So you come here to yeah. do shopping.
That's one of my favorite 30 Rock jokes.
Exercise.
Where they're looking for an apartment,
yeah.
and the Floyd, which is Jason Sudeikis' character.
Rest in peace, Big Floyd.
Rest in peace, Jason Sudeikis.
He's murdered by the Milwaukee Police Department.
Yep. Floyd the landlord.
Yeah. They hated his work on SNL.
Oh, my God. Did you hear Floyd Mayweather was shot to death? by the Milwaukee Police Department.
It's horrible.
By the Milwaukee, Minnesota Police Department.
Yep.
Murder. They shot...
Money May.
Money, yeah.
Money Floyd Mayweather.
George Monday Floyd Weather.
George Monday Floyd Weather.
They killed him. You're listening to I Think That's the News.
That's we're pretty sure.
Yeah, you're listening to I Get All My News from My Coworker at the Gas Station. Yeah, there's this guy George Floyd
that
Day
would be
Monday.
A great show.
Yeah. There's this guy, George Money Day Flores, and the cops, they fucking did one of those gymnastics pyramids on his head.
Mm-hmm.
They said, we're going to do a Yertle the Turtle thing and see how many cops we can stack on this guy's head, and it popped open like a watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you ever see that video of the hippo eating watermelons?
Yep.
They were. It turns out the Milwaukee police was at night, they were feeding black people to the hippos.
Whoa.
And Floyd Mayweather, they picked him up because they thought he was just, you know, one of those bus stop goons.
Right.
They didn't realize he's like one of the greatest MMA fighters of all time.
That's true.
Yeah, that's the so that's the news.
That's the news from the gas station. Oh, sorry, my house arrest thing's going off.
Oh fuck.
I told him.
Shit,
I
was, how close are we to a fucking school?
I told him I was calling in today, or I was on call, so I don't know why it's beeping like that.
Yeah.
Them.
All right, Larold, you know you're supposed to be at home.
But I'm pumping gas.
But I'm doing the Lord. I'm an essential worker. I'm essentially working. Essentially speaking, I'm working. But mostly working. What I'm doing is looking at jailbait on my phone. I got a jailbait newsletter that comes to my Hotmail account that I just scroll through jailbait pictures curated by a guy that looks like me in Kansas City.
But who has happened to, just from sheer luck, never be arrested.
Almost not.
But is as bad, if not worse, of a person.
Boop,
my dick is small.
And that's the news.
Would you guys? It would be a simple life to be a guy that pumps gas.
It's always an Indian guy.
No, it's not. Are your nails painted?
Yeah, and he did that. He took his shoes off to show it so that we would bring it up.
Sweaty right now.
You did it on purpose, man.
He did it on purpose. He'd be like, "This is going to be so funny. Instead of riffing, I'm just going to paint my nails.
Paint my nails,
and then let them do the work.
And I'm going to be gay.
And I'm going to be gay."
Well, first of all,
I'm going
to get a pedicure and then wait for a moment where it's. I probably should say something to contribute, and then I won't. So, well, my work's done for the day. I got a pedicure.
Well,
and they're gonna do it for
you. Why did you get them painted, bro?
You did the same thing with the earring.
Yeah, no,
you thought that was going to be a big
thing. The earring was
better. I asked you if you noticed anything different about me.
I'm mad that you got rid of the earring because I was going to get an earring.
I did not get rid of the earring.
I was going to work my way up to it, but I was going to get an earring and also shave my head and then accuse both of you of copying me.
Well, I don't have... I'm a hair hack.
You grew your hair back
and
Adam
still
took,
have the earring.
Yeah, Adam took the earring.
No, I've had the earring since I got the earring.
Let's see
3 years ago.
Let's see it. Gone.
It's not gone.
Not there.
Not there. Case closed.
And you're wearing a Netanyahu t-shirt.
No, I'm
not.
Netanyahu t-shirt.
And you don't have an earring.
And I do have.
It says, "Boy, I wish I was in Israel so I could suck this guy's cock."
He's a good looking man.
I might make that shirt just for Adam and quietly replace all of his shirts with 15 versions of that shirt.
Oh, yeah.
I just wear it inside.
You
out.
Got plenty of shirts to wear. Why are you complaining? Boy, I wish I was in Israel so I could suck this guy's cock.
look, here I am. How's it going?
How about this? Would you suck his cock, Adam, to free Palestine?
Yes.
You would?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd
any excuse to suck cock.
Any excuse.
Even the most hated thing in the world for him.
Wow. You would make that kind of sacrifice just to suck his cock? Yeah.
No, it's because...
I get to suck his dick, but as part of the exchange, all of them have to go free. I guess I would do it.
I'm gayer than I want them to not have rights.
No, I would suck his penis so people would think I'm a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the Palestinians would be free, you know? And yes, I did get my toenails painted because surf culture, you guys
oh
don't.
Oh my God.
No.
Listen. This whole bit prepared.
No. I did not
I'm
prepare.
I'm
going to
do a surf culture.
There won't be punchlines, though.
Yeah, they're right.
Yeah. It is prepared, but there won't be a punchline.
No, let's hear it. Let's hear surf culture.
What about surf culture?
Which, by the way, he would say this, and then it would also be a 15-minute bit at our show.
No, it wouldn't.
And then I passed by the pedicure place.
That's not what my act is like. That's not
and
my
I thought,
act.
What if I
you know that's
got
not my act.
A pedicure.
Mm-hmm.
How am I doing on time?
You've been on stage 40
at my
seconds.
At my own show. Stop. Is that the light?
Wow, I did a full hour. It was 18 words.
Yeah. They were kind of tight tonight. I don't know if you guys
damn,
thought.
I'm so nostalgic for that.
Yeah. Dude, I went to an outdoor show.
Mm-hmm.
It's really creepy.
You did one?
No, I went with Jamel. I gave him a ride.
I missed the
and
whole...
And then I saw it. I was, like, actively nervous to even watch it.
The emotion.
And it was... It's scary. It's really scary. The laughs, like, die so fast.
Yeah.
It's the emotional cycle of doing the show, being like, I'm not going to go do our show. And then I go, and I'm like, fuck it. And we host it, and it's fun. I'm like, maybe I'll do a set. And then I played one game of pinball, and I'm like, I'm going home.
Yeah. And then it's like, and then I turn to Stav. I'm like, he left, right? And Stav's like, well, he didn't say anything, but yes, he left.
Like
silently
like
leaving
Batman.
Our own show. Yeah.
Or every other asshole in the world.
It is, yeah.
This is every piece of shit in the world's like, yeah, that's what Batman does.
I'm Batman. I'm Batman. Not a guy with no manners.
That's what I said. Cause I never heard the term Irish goodbye until like fucking maybe 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's new. Now, I didn't look it up, and I'm not going to, but I'd like to imagine that somebody just invented that like 9 years ago. Or at least it became dispersed in the culture a lot. And then everyone that was just like an antisocial piece of shit and would just leave places because you're like, everyone thinks I'm gay, and having like a middle school moment, like an adult gathering.
Right, right.
Nobody's paying attention to you. Yeah. They're like, yeah, it's because I'm Irish.
I'm Irish.
It's because I'm a Boston guy that I'm doing it. Like, oh, you're from Delaware?
Speaking of, Delaware is, I like Delaware, man. Yeah? I drove through. I've had a weird time.
It pisses me off that they have less
Rehoboth
lanes.
Beach is gorgeous.
They've got a good beach culture.
Rehoboth Beach is gorgeous.
Delaware beaches are much better than Maryland beaches.
Absolutely.
Maryland beaches are
In fact,
gross.
Delaware beaches are probably the best mid-Atlantic beaches.
I would venture to
no,
go so far.
No, that's not true at all, dude.
Jersey.
The Outer Banks are nicer than
that's
Delaware.
Not, that's not mid-Atlantic. God damn,
yes,
Mr.
it is.
Mr. Facts.
Oh, my
North God. Carolina, you motherfucker, is the mid-Atlantic.
Oh, my
yes, it
God,
is.
Dude. And the two of us are on the show, and you disrespect us to that
North
degree.
North Carolina
exactly.
The mid-Atlantic
the
culturally
it's
has zero representation.
I cannot believe you're saying that.
The
it's
mid-Atlantic,
in the middle of the Atlantic.
The mid-Atlantic.
Of the Atlantic.
Shut the fuck up. The mid-Atlantic gets nothing in terms of cultural export. You know,
never
we get nothing.
We've never.
One of the main things is this program.
That's right. We are here.
I just yesterday.
Putting on for
I have
the
not posted on Instagram in weeks, and I posted the Science Kirk and Miles commercial.
Did you?
Because
yeah.
I want people to
if
know.
If you have a phone, you have a lawyer.
Because I want people to know.
Oh my God!
That
dude.
South Jersey. What?
No, it just reminded me. I heard a really funny radio ad yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
But no.
What did your little
South Jersey,
do, bitch?
All the way to Northern Virginia?
Yep.
Has a distinct culture.
Absolutely.
One that has value that should
Thank
be exported
you.
To the rest of the country.
Thank you.
I looked it up. I was wrong, but also they're not including.
Shut the fuck up.
They're not including Virginia in it.
Northern Virginia, goddammit.
Northern Virginia, which is all just D.C. And D.C. is
suburbs.
Absolutely.
Mid-Atlantic.
It's yeah. If you do it by cities, then it's DC to
on Wiki
Philadelphia.
On Wiki Travel, it's including New York State in the Mid-Atlantic.
No,
no.
New York is.
It
New
doesn't
York
sound
is,
right. It doesn't sound right to me.
New York is tri-state. New York is New York.
Mm-hmm.
North Jersey, New York, Connecticut.
Yeah,
that's
True.
All.
South Jersey. We get South Jersey.
We get South Jersey.
I think
Northern.
VA. I think the Jersey Shore has some.
South
nice
Jersey people. Has a different accent, even.
Yeah,
Central and South Jersey sound more mid-Atlantic than they do.
100%.
Yeah. South Jersey is Philly accent. North Jersey is New York accent. Yeah, I
the
think
Outer Banks.
Sorry. All right. I was
fucking idiot.
Whatever, dude.
Fucking piece of shit.
Oh yeah, dude. Delaware is cute.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Nicer beaches.
Yeah, Delaware, which is also technically included in all that and the center of it.
Yeah.
But
they
Delaware
also,
is the mid-Atlantic of the mid-Atlantic.
That is absolutely correct.
Yeah.
You nailed that.
Yeah. It's so...
Doesn't
it's,
get the respect it deserves
right.
from everyone else.
Yeah. It's like... The
they
way
got
the,
Royal Farms
the
there
way
now.
The mid-Atlantic is like, check it out, we got Philly...
Yeah.
You know, cheesesteaks? And people are like, we're in New York City.
Yeah.
Alec Baldwin lives next to me. Why would I give a shit about cheesesteaks?
Yeah.
You know?
come on down then, in Baltimore.
In the world of the Mid-Atlantic, Philadelphia's like, we got fucking cheesesteaks. Yeah. And Delaware's like, you don't pay any sales tax on an umbrella when you go to the beach.
And we got a gay guys at the
beach.
Our beach is so nice. We got gay guys at them.
Oh, my God. True. You buy an inflatable raft and while you're going to the beach, guess how much sales tax you're paying? Nothing. Because the only industry we have is a handful of credit card companies. And they boss us around. And we're about to put the worst president in the history of the United States in office. We were the first state and we're going to produce the last president.
Oh, fuck, dude. I didn't see any monuments to fucking Joe when I drove through the state.
They don't have
Oh, you didn't see the one of him making macaroni and cheese?
Mm-hmm. No.
statue of him. It's 200 feet tall. It's him making Easy Mac.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Does he live there still? He does, right? Is that where he does all his Zooms?
In Wilmington, I think. Yeah.
Shit, I should have knocked on the door.
You should have flipped him off.
I could absolutely
fuck
him.
He's in the basement, right? He like won't leave the basement.
I could absolutely fuck him up.
Biden?
How old is he? 85?
No, I think he's like got old man strength. I don't think his brain is here, but I think I think he's still got the guns. In that look fat video,
which is why I have my eye out
for him. Because he's fat phobic. He did challenge the guy to a push up competition.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Because I think he does still have some physical faculties. I think he's more physically there than Trump. But I think Trump's probably more
mentally sharp.
And that's like not saying much.
I want to get a Biden shirt. I've been debating whether or not to do. I wanted to do a Kamala shirt, but then it says Biden real. It says Biden real small, and then Kamala real big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it says not us, she. I was gonna do those, and then
that's funny. Pretty good.
Yeah, but it's fucking annoying.
I want to get one of those Mayor Pete shirts that he had for black people.
And then I want to do a Biden.
Do you remember those?
A Biden shirt with one of like the big, like foam rubber like fingers, where it's like, and it says, "Let's make Biden number one." Mm-hmm. You know, with the finger, but on the tip of the finger, it's wet with. Pussy juice
for my child,
and it says Tara Reed's pussy.
Oh God!
On the tip of the finger,
there's a drip on it.
Yeah, on the drip.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, just
are you gonna say it's a T-shirt? Or are you selling foam fingers?
Both maybe.
Nice. You should sell foam fingers.
You should do the foam fingers.
Oh man!
Should I get this Latinos for Biden shirt?
Absolutely.
What was the Mayor Pete, like, black people for Mayor
this
Pete?
This baby outfit that says my parents are voting for Joe or whatever. Just imagine, like, putting that on your baby and then some, like, MAGA guy, like, gorilla stomping up to the carriage and just beating the fuck out of your baby.
Oh, yeah.
Just, like, winding up and just deck. Bam! And then you don't know what to
fuck
do.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Fuck that baby.
Fucking piece of shit, the Mayor Pete shirt said, invest in black America, and has black highlighted. Yeah, it's pretty hard, actually.
Does it say Pete on it?
Yeah, it says underneath. Pete right underneath.
You're sucking on hard-ass dicks for a living. Should we fuck Chasen?
Yeah, I'm trying to cuck Pete.
That
I don't think
him.
Joe Biden's Kenosha town hall marred by eyebrow raising statements.
What did he say?
I don't know. What are eyebrow raising statements?
Alarming statements.
Shit that makes you go like this. Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
Okay. The Bureau.
I don't know about that, Joe.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics includes Virginia and the Mid-Atlantic. But we should
shut the fuck
up. All right.
Up.
I just wanted,
but as soon
we
as
told
you, get,
you where the Mid-Atlantic
we told
is.
You where it was. As soon as, I mean, it's certainly not Richmond. For sure.
Absolutely
Richmond
not.
Is the South. And
but you know what? It's the border. It has like a little bit of a flavor of it, but it's certainly there.
Only mm-hmm. because it's a city with college students in it. But Richmond is for sure the South.
Right.
I mean, especially like compared to like Roanoke too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Roanoke.
Absolutely.
Then they're like, I think equilateral, I guess.
Mm, okay.
You know, not that
latitudinally speaking.
Equitudinal.
Equisquernal
is what I think the word is.
Yes.
I think
isosceles.
What's that Kramer say? His fake name was something isosceles.
Oh, I don't remember. That's good, though.
Yeah. My dad made a joke one time about a Greek film professor named George Plotsynopsis, which
I think, that's good.
Yeah.
Georgios.
Yeah.
Yorgos Plotsynopsios.
Yorgos.
That's quite good.
I have something quite good for you, Adam.
What's that?
It's nice and tasty. Yeah.
Biden said, penis. Oh, here's what he said during the Kenosha town hall. Biden said that a black man invented the light bulb, but not a white guy named Edison.
Respect.
Yeah.
That's cool.
My man's He's a hotep.
Well, I did. That was the thing. At least that was my favorite part about Black History Month is all the posters that are like, don't think there's black inventors. And then it's just a list of shit like the airplane, sandals, combs, the right. internet, you know, sunglasses, where it's like all these things that like nobody invented.
Right.
Nobody knows who invented sandals.
They said, I remember the traffic light they used to say
traffic
was a black
guy.
I
believe
that was a black guy that did it.
That's specific enough that somebody
but
invented
it. The reality is nobody really invents anything. There's been like a handful of things where some guy top
about?
To bottom was like, this is fucking my idea. But almost everything, it's this bullshit drilled into your mind by the idea of this legacy of ownership and intellectual property that people just arrive at these completed things.
Yeah,
everything
yeah.
is built on like a million other ideas, and things move forward very incrementally with very small
exactly.
fucking contributions.
And that is that's why there's no such thing as stealing bits. Right.
I mean, you're just honestly, no. Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, there is such a thing as stealing bits, but I can say that you're bad at coming up with things. You're bad, even in the realm of stealing bits. You contribute. You almost
all right,
detract.
Okay, you don't.
From what the initial
light,
thing
it was.
Was.
A light, it was a little pithy.
That's
comment.
The problem. Is
it was
there's still
a light.
There's still a direction things.
Okay,
move.
All right.
You're
right.
Always,
you don't have to expand.
If you're going
on it.
To steal, you should at least understand where
yeah,
the bit is going.
You're going against the current towards yourself.
All right. How
it's
about
like
about
if
it?
Somebody
not
was like,
in the direction of humanity.
All right. It's like if somebody was like,
I'd
love a nice. Dessert sandwich, and you came through, and it was like, maybe it's a PBJ, and you're like, oh, I got it, guys, and you stole a bunch of Drano, and you poured it on a loaf of bread. You're like, eat this.
But
this
that's
is
not
funny.
Even that's not even resembling a sandwich.
Exactly,
stealing a bit is more like
that's what
you're
you
just
do
like saying I
the
invented
bits.
The peanut butter and jelly
you
sandwich.
You bring
this
up
I think
because the thing is, you were thinking about unclogging a drain.
Mm-hmm.
You were planning to. Unclog a drain, and then the conversation naturally turned to a delicious dessert sandwich. Mm-hmm. But you couldn't move your brain from what you had already planned
all right,
to steal.
Well, okay, well, let me try one out on you guys.
Okay,
okay. I ain't scared of you, motherfuckers.
Yeah, keep
okay?
going.
I love pussy so much. I wish they put it in a can.
In a can.
And if it was in a can, then brothers would be stealing it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I like that.
Actually. I love pussy so much.
I love pussy. That's such an awesome joke because it makes so, no
it makes
sense.
No sense, but it's still very
pussy
funny.
In a can. And yeah. I believe he does an act out where he goes and he smells the pussy.
Yeah, where he opens the can and then he smells. Yeah,
because if I was going to get pussy in a can, I would put my dick in the can personally. But that's
yeah,
just,
you would try
that's
to
just
fuck
the kind
the
of
can.
Style a guy I am.
Because you use it for the fucking, not necessarily.
I'm not a smells
the
guy
the
until
odor.
When it comes to pussy.
What are the genie's rules in Aladdin?
You
uncut.
Can't
you only
wish
get
for
three,
more wishes.
Three rules, yeah. Three wishes.
No but spitting in his
rules.
Eye.
He can't something about
no
either you can't bring
back.
People back from the dead.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's one.
Oh, no immortality problem?
Mm-hmm.
Genie's rules Aladdin.
You can wish for his freedom, right? That was the end.
Well, that
wasn't.
Yeah, but that's not.
But another great
said.
Example. You know that movie. That story is just some bullshit that you know Arab people made up,
right?
That they probably stole from
Jewish guys.
No,
no Jewish.
No. That's the one thing that is true. Jewish people have never had their own culture. That's the point you're making. I agree with that.
I guess I'll take that. Nick.
I will say that's true if that's what you're saying.
Well, thank you, Nick. I don't know if that's a compliment or not, but I will take it.
No, it was funny because I was driving through South Williamsburg the other day. And you get annoyed because of the traffic.
Of course. Know? And the fucking buses
but
always.
I don't get annoyed that way driving through Chinatown. And Chinatown's just as bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what the fuck? Like, am I anti-Semitic? And then I look around and it's like, no, it's because there was never a reason to come here.
Exactly.
Well, no,
it's like it's Lower Manhattan versus apartment right off the highway in Brooklyn.
Right off the highway in Brooklyn. But can you imagine being like, oh, I know the best spot in South Williamsburg for dinner? It's like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
You know, a place to get ripped off for luggage.
It's not a destination. It's just a place you pass through.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's why it's annoying, because you're trying to
It should leave. Be an easy pass through.
They should make up for it by having at least one nice restaurant where there's one guy that gets really good at making, like, latkes or some shit.
No, there's nothing. They have absolutely no
They got nothing.
Culture. Nothing.
They have nothing.
You can't get a good knish.
A fake Toys R Us.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
This is our biggest thing.
I love that fake
Toys for You.
Toys for You,
they
yeah.
have so many bootleg stores.
Like a cartoon Jewish boy. Like,
it's weird.
Playing.
Yeah, it does feel like you're...
Which would be fine if they weren't all landlords.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Then they turn around and it's like, oh, well, you know, maybe you should be homeless.
Yeah.
Maybe there should be separate rules.
They truly, yeah. Nick, that's fucked up, dude. They're not all landlords. Some of them are in the diamond industry.
That's right. They're private fucking school buses that they
and
just
some
drive
of them
constantly.
Do not work at all.
Constantly.
Yeah, and there's no one in the school bus or adults
and
sometimes.
The school is a block from their fucking house.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. What the fuck is... I watched the mom leave the house, across the street to the fucking bus that's holding up traffic.
It doesn't make any sense.
Kid, and then walk back.
It doesn't make any sense.
And the fucking school is the next street over.
Do you want to know what the real fucking rub is?
Yes.
Guess what they're learning in the school?
Now, what is that?
How to drive a fucking school bus.
Oh, my God.
It's a whole economy.
It's
turning them all
into school bus economy with fucking Yiddish on the side. Because
they're certainly not learning how to fucking make dinner.
No, they're not.
Or play or to put music on for somebody to go enjoy.
No.
Wait, you know, oh, yeah, I know the best jazz club in
That's
South
right.
Williamsburg.
Acidic jazz. Uh-huh. I would love to go there, dude. Mm-hmm.
That would, yeah,
you're
that
right.
Would be
there's
cool.
not one restaurant.
There's not a single one.
Because they don't want anything to do with non-Hasids. That's why.
No, they have no taste.
Because they have no taste, no culture.
Yeah.
Nothing.
My friend, his uncle was in town. And he got him a hotel, and it was, I guess, in South Williamsburg. It was like owned by Hasids, and they had a piece of art on the wall. It was a picture of a clown, and it still had the Saran wrap and the price tag on it. They are disgusting.
Well, the whole way they dress,
I hate them, dude.
The whole way they dress is off of what was cool back then. So why don't they eat what was cool in the 1880s or whenever the fuck they started?
Well, they were eating boiled meats back then. They just kept
I would go to a boiled meats restaurant if it was good.
They make a
stew. But you'll notice the German Jews that were already here, they had the culture that was that anybody could appreciate.
No, they were just westernized.
Well, no.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say.
What do you mean they're just westernized? They're all European.
No, German Jews just like adapted to Western, like post Enlightenment.
Yeah, but
culture.
I mean like Katz's Deli or fucking like
Knishes.
You know, yeah, all that shit. That's all good.
That shit's
yeah, what
very
do Hasids even eat?
Nothing.
They
Rats.
Eat
gefilte fish.
They eat a stew called cholent.
Cholent?
Yeah, which is just, it's been cooking for days and it's just potatoes, boiled eggs.
Ew, dude.
Beans.
All right, I got to this. I got into it here.
It
so.
Looks like fucking
this looks
crap.
Like literal throw
it,
up.
It
vomit.
Looks like how it comes out your ass. You know,
this
it just
is
looks
disgusting
like,
looking.
Yeah, they eat.
It is usually simmered overnight for 12 hours or more. It looks so. It's just shitty chili.
Cholent. Yeah, it's disgusting, man. They have and
oh, so it's slow cooked. Overnight, because you're not allowed to cook.
You can't cook on Shabbos.
So make chili, you motherfuckers. Not this fucking dog shit.
No, they have to eat their fucking chunt.
Yuck.
Their chunt. And you know what? For people that don't live in New York, this might sound incredibly insensitive and hateful.
But they're bad people.
But they are awful human beings.
It is true, man.
And I'm also...
I've never had a positive interaction.
Just pretend we're talking about white men, because we are.
Yeah,
we are.
Literally are, essentially.
Even the women of them are white men.
Basically, they cut all their hair off.
No, they don't cut them all. They
all look like Moby.
Sometimes you
take... You take
not allowed to show us their hair.
No,
right?
You take their fucking like costume
they
off,
wear
and
a
underneath
wig.
There,
it's Moby.
You think they're Lego men?
It's like Luke Skywalker taking off Darth Vader's helmet.
Sometimes,
Mom, I want to see you for real.
Listen,
take off this wig, Luke, so I can see you with
just pale and old.
Chowin looks like such
Luke, garbage. Yeah.
Your mother was actually a Hasidic woman from Brooklyn.
No! Kill me! Kill me!
Mm-hmm. Actually, that's not true. Sometimes,
dude, no, I watched part of that show about Kugel the Hasidic girl that goes to Berlin. Did you see that show?
I watched it with my parents when I was back
in actually, it's good as far as TV shows go.
Yeah, it's
but
not
I love,
bad.
I love when she finally
I
gets to Berlin.
The main girl.
She gets to Berlin and gets to the conservatory and she plays piano and the other people are like, yeah, this is sucks.
<They're> like, she's not good.
They're like, yeah, you suck dick at this. It's like,
yeah.
I'm sorry that you come from like some weird hellish
What's
culture.
What's it, unorthodox or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Jimish looks like shit too.
What is it? Simis.
Simis.
Yeah, it's garbage. They eat shit food.
Carrots and prunes?
Yeah, it's nasty. It's like
combined with yams?
It's like sweet. Yeah.
And meat?
Yeah, Kugel is Kugel is just like a casserole made out of noodles.
This is the kind of shit this, that like dude. Me and my bad friend growing up would be like, let's do something nice for our moms.
Right. Absolutely. It's what a third grader with emotional problems makes for breakfast and bed.
Let's make up for the last 7 years of getting expelled for
and killing
and for trying to stab someone to death with safety scissors in first grade.
A retarded kid.
Yeah. Let's throw the retarded kid's shoes on top of the school.
Let's make up
for it by making our mom's dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to make a soup with carrots and raisins and ham. And beef.
No, not ham.
Not ham, I'm sorry.
Not ham sauce.
And ground meat.
And ground meat. Yeah.
Mom, I made you soup.
In the end, we decide to be bad again, and there's dish soap in it.
Let's make up for calling our mom the N-word in front of our entire extended family at our grandfather's funeral.
My mom literally stopped talking to me for a month and a half because I called her the N-word.
Of course.
Because when we started making money, she accused me of selling cocaine.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
And I was like, boop, mind your own damn business.
Yeah, I remember. No,
I thought you were telling a story about when you were a kid.
No, like that was years 3 years ago.
And then she stopped talking to me.
Those texts were really funny.
And then it was like a month and a half later, I thought she like died or something. And I called my grandfather. I was like, is my mom, have you heard from her? He's like, I don't know. And then eventually I was like, hey, I'm getting worried. Can you like text me back? And she was like, you were really rude to me last time we spoke. I don't know why you have to call me the N-word.
Oh, I remember because she was like, I get it, Nick, getting high on your own supply.
Yeah, literally like
selling a bit of powder.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, those texts were so funny. And your response was also very funny.
Mm-hmm. It's so funny how you...
Well, if she's going to try and like quote the 10 crack commandments at me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then yes, I'm going to refer. Just it's out of the realm of possibility that I became successful.
That's what I was gonna say. I have a family member that isn't happy for you. Is looking to poke holes in your success. No, you're selling drugs. No,
yeah, right.
Fuck you.
Well, my parents
didn't achieve your dreams and become a rare success in an industry that almost everyone fails at.
Yeah. Well, my dad also stopped talking to me for a month because I didn't tell him about the show. And then he saw something on, he checked my Twitter and he's like, he calls me up. He's like, what the fuck is a cum boy? And I was like, I know I've been telling you, I've been doing a thing with my friends and that I would tell you when it was ready. And like, that's what it is. He's like, do you think a woman will ever get married to a cum boy? And he's right. He was right.
Yeah, it was funny when I like wrote the...
Good thing my dad doesn't know English.
Yeah, you're lucky, brother.
And my mom is supportive of everything I do.
She's so nice.
My dad's supportive.
Yeah.
My mom's not unsupportive. Or
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I remember when I was writing all that Nicole stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like I was making money as a writer or whatever, and like she was like having dinner with a friend, like a family friend or something, and then I joined them for dinner, and she was like, the family friend started asking me like, what am I doing or whatever. I'm like, I'm writing. She's like, oh, what do you write? And my mom was like,
Yeah.
just like cut it off. was like, don't, like, I just not, we're just,
don't even let you just figure out a way to say it. No. Like, oh, just satire. At,
just, but,
like, that makes it so much worse if you're like, you know, just kind of these.
Yeah, no, she's just making like Michael Scott noises to shut down to shut down the conversation immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, I pretend to be a teacher at a retarded school.
Yeah. I'm betting on retarded kids.
Apparently my one of my aunts was talking shit at the
trying to come up with a cure
at the Shiva
about you?
Yeah, she was like, I looked on YouTube and it's disgusting.
First of all, bitch, there's 1 million Adam Friedlands.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's, you should have been like, it's a different Adam.
I'm the dentist in Park Slope. Or I think he's an eye doctor. Who also on the side owns racehorses.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I want to switch
that's a cool line.
Lives with
maybe
that
he's
guy.
Maybe he's connected.
Maybe he's in the fucking like horses. It'd be cool.
Oh, you want to hear something crazy? Did I tell you guys this? From listening to the Talking Sopranos?
Oh.
Did I mention this on the show already?
I don't know.
That Jerry Stiller was supposed to play Hesh?
Oh, hilarious.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
I'm like deep into an Aladdin subreddit now where they're going.
That would have been awesome, dude. Jerry Stiller is Hesh.
Oh, that would have rocked, dude. He would have yelled.
He would have yelled.
The fuck is Festivus? See what I said, T? I called him a fucking retard. I said it's not a real holiday. I said it's a holiday for sucking cock, maybe.
Yeah.
See what I said, T?
Yeah, I did.
There's some guy, some UCB guy that does a perfect Tony Soprano.
Really?
I thought I saw the best. There's a guy that just kind of looks like Tony Soprano that can only do one Tony Soprano.
Yes, I know that guy.
Or they can only do Tony Soprano, but there's another
guy. That guy's good.
There's another guy that can do like a perfect, like pitch perfect Tony.
That's awesome.
It's insane.
I might spend my entire life trying to do it.
Dude, I can't even come close. There's nobody I can do.
But I'm fat.
There's like... sometimes, maybe 10% of the time, I can get John Hamm on the money.
Right.
You outside of that, nobody. I mean, nobody. No, I can just get close. Trust me. There's a thing where you get like, you just fucking, it clicks over, and then it's like 100% there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I can't do that with almost like any impression.
I think you're being too hard on yourself.
Yeah, as you should be. As an artist.
I think this all makes, going back to how this conversation started, your mother thinking you sold cocaine rather than be successful. I think you didn't have enough positive
reinforcement.
And
as a result, I achieved things.
As a result.
And as a result, I spent almost a decade of my adulthood as an alcoholic.
Achieving.
I can't. I will never feel good about anything that I ever do.
And I want to tell you, you're good at voices, and I think you nail a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And to believe in yourself.
It's funny. Yeah. It is a trade off because it is like I am mostly. I do the only reason I'll ever do anything is because it's like I feel like, you know, I suck at everything.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And you think you're fat.
Exactly.
Yeah. So would you say it's spite or to prove that you don't
suck? It's a mixture of, no, it's definitely spite.
Right.
But, I mean, I'm lazy. I'm a very lazy.
Yeah.
The laziness would not be countered. If I didn't have that, the laziness would not be countered and I'd be, I don't know, probably pushing 300 pounds.
Yeah, you'd be cool.
You know, yeah, living with a couple of my friends that, you know, I'd have friendships that lasted.
Right.
I'd end up living with them and we'd all enable each other to become even fatter and balder and more toothless.
That sounds nice.
And
sounds like you sound like a much better guy to me.
Yeah. Sound like a chiller guy.
Just chill, fun to be around no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would try that if I were you.
No, someone had to buy the equipment. There would never be a microphone involved if it had been two guys that were encouraged to just be happy in their bodies.
Yeah.
No way.
You got to get the Zoom going.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, so this radio spot I heard yesterday, it was, first of all, I was listening to a station that was, they're playing like a Jamaican radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And the radio spot was a black guy doing a read for an oncologist.
Hell yes.
His name is Dr. Lederman. You can look him up. Uh-huh. And he said, far too many women are losing their breasts because of breast cancer. Dr. Lederman is dedicated to saving women's breasts. Like, you don't have to lose your breasts if you got the breast cancer. And he's like, the percentage of breasts that are lost under Dr. Lederman versus the leading oncologist. And so basically he's like a guy that's like,
yeah,
he believes in doing radiotherapy to save women's breasts.
Wow, so that's interesting, Adam. You don't think that black women should have breasts?
I know. You think
that black women deserve...
No.
Should they get their tits chopped off no matter what?
I got the end of the ad, but I didn't get the beginning was way funnier, but it was like...
So the whole his selling point is he's going to save your titties.
Yeah. Is that he thinks that far too many breasts are being taken from women.
I agree with
him. I mean, that's got to be a concern.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like if dick cancer were as big as the thing as breast cancer, and there was an ad that's like, can we talk about the real issue here, which is that they're going to cut
your dick off?
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. Well, but here's the thing. You can't get a beautiful cock implant.
Imagine if you had a big old sweet pair of juicy black titties, right? Yeah. And they're they're like, you got the breast cancer. And they're like, but you'll be fine. We're just going to cut them off. And then she's like, so then I'll just be a black woman. With no tits. And they're like, yeah, but that's what happened. I mean, at least you'll be alive.
I don't think he only does black women's breasts. I think Dr. Lee...
But you could get titties. Didn't Angelina Jolie chop her titties off and get breast implants?
Oh, yeah, preventative mastectomy.
Respect.
Yeah. And then Brad Pitt left her immediately.
That's true. Now Brad Pitt is getting somebody's
wife. He's dating the 11-year-old from Arrested Development. Isn't that true?
Who?
I don't know.
No, he's dating some rich guy's wife.
I thought he was dating that 11-year-old from the 8-year-old girl from.
I don't. Who are you talking about?
Who are you talking about?
That show's 20 years old now, so she's probably an adult.
Oh yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh okay.
I mean, but imagine if fucking Brad Pitt
Brad Pitt is dating maybe.
I think they probably just fucked and are friends.
Yeah. Imagine if Brad Pitt was like dating Dakota Fanning. Yeah. You know, like, I'm sure she's like 23 now,
right?
But in your mind,
older than that,
you'd be like, "Oh, the bitch from the baby from
Look Who's Talking.
I Am Sam.
Yeah. Oh, was that Dakota?
She was in Look Who's Talking.
I made that. Yeah.
She's in I Am Sam and 8 Mile.
What if the baby that was in Look Who's Talking turned out to be like Paul Dano or something? Just a great actor.
Yeah.
No, Brad Pitt is fucking somebody's wife.
While they're married?
Yeah, they're in an open relationship.
That's chill.
I used to love Look Who's Talking.
How about Brad Shit?
No.
I'm sorry.
Take it back.
That's fucking...
I'll
take it
back. You fucking went too far. Dude.
I'm wound up.
Who's the... Olympia Dukakis? Okay. That's my bitch.
Maybe does Olivia Dukakis sucks?
No. Mm-hmm. She's Michael Dukakis' cousin. Interesting.
Yeah. Do she's?
Oh, was Dukakis?
Let me ask you.
Was he Greek?
Dukakis.
Yeah, he was.
Do she suck cock?
Do she suck cock? Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this about Olympia. Do she suck cockis?
That's good.
This question is for Olivia. But it's we're here at Comic-Con.
What did Olympia Dukakis do? We're at the Moonstruck reunion at Comic-Con with Cher and Olympia Dukakis and Nicolas Cage.
I'm the only person in attendance here at the Moonstruck panel at Comic-Con. And Olivia, did she suck cockis?
Did she suck cockis?
Hold on, I was laughing. Let me get my question.
Hold on one second, Olivia. I'm sorry.
Yes,
I had a problem with the mic and I was laughing.
Yeah. Dude, you get the point. Can I sign your breasts?
She's like 85 years old now. She was old in Moonstruck, but I was pissed that she didn't get
my
fucked.
Question is for Elaine Stritch. Can you stretch your pussy over my cock?
Stretch out that pussy.
Stretch that pussy out on my cock. Here at Comic-Con, we got questions for Elaine Stritch.
Mm-hmm. There's a guy named
Neil. Good Lord now.
There's a guy named Neil Israel who was in Look Who's Talking. His name is Neil Israel, and he played Mr. Ross.
What's wrong with that name?
It's stupid. He sounds stupid. I don't know who played the baby, though.
Michael Babiano.
Michael Babiano.
Yeah, my name's Michael Babiano, and I'm an actor. Like, okay, Michael, you got your size card here. So your role is baby, I guess, if you just want to read that.
Yeah.
I don't know why they sent this guy. He's like 36 years old. You're just looking for a baby. I heard he's the best. Yeah, Michael Babiano. Okay, just go ahead and read the line. Oh my God.
Unbelievable.
He's transformed into a baby. Yeah, it's basically, it's all I do.
There's a lady named Twink Kaplan.
What's wrong with that?
That sounds like what your name should be, Adam.
Yeah, it's true. You got me there, brother.
Oh, there, I guess there was four babies, people that played the baby.
Well, you got to switch out babies because the union rules.
Right, and none of them, it appears, have gone on to have a career. Jason Schaller, Jared Waterhouse, Jacob Haynes, and Christopher Aiden. And none of them. I wonder who did the voice of the baby.
Bradley Let's Cooper.
Find out.
Brad Cooper.
You think it was Brad Cooper?
No, he was too young.
I don't know. Bruce Willis plays the voice of Molly's son. Oh, it was Bruce Willis. I forgot about that.
Very cool.
I fucking
he
could
have played
movie.
The baby as a bald actor.
That's right. We're here at the Comic-Con panel for Barney Miller. My question is for Barbara Barry. Do you think I can... Do you think I could bury my dick in your ass? Sorry, Barney, let me ask. I'm going to ask again.
Let me 1 second. I'm trying. My friend's filming this.
My friend made me laugh. Do you think I could bury my dick in your ass? This is Ms. Barbara Barry.
Excuse me, Barb.
Yeah.
Do you think I could bury my dick in your ass?
Yeah, I was wondering, on the show, did anyone bury their dick in Barbara Barry's ass? Did Hal Linden ever bury his cock?
Damn.
Yeah.
Abe Vigoda. This is a good cast. I'm going to watch Look Who's Talking again. 3 Men and a Baby, that was another good one.
Yeah. That was Gutenberg. Really when babies were king.
Well, babies were king, dude.
Yeah. Hollywood
the late 80s.
It was half baby.
New York City roommates Peter, Michael, and Jack are all successful and happily unmarried. This could be my life, actually.
That would be cool if we 3 Men and a Baby.
Yeah, we've talked about it, actually. Yeah. But no, I wouldn't raise a child with you guys. Sorry.
I wouldn't either.
Just one baby.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't bring a child into this world with you guys.
Why?
Because it's crazy messed up
it's
world.
Crazy fucked up world, dude.
This is crazy fucked up.
I don't want to wish podcasting on a child.
Oh my God.
To grow up in a podcasting family.
Oh my God. Can you imagine how fucked that kid is gonna be?
He'd be fucked up, dude. I would raise him with my fat roommates.
Mm.
Eldest would be a great mother. Eldest could breastfeed him.
Mm-hmm. I breastfed the baby and now it's dead.
I think my titty milk is poison.
I think I've got poison in my titties.
I think my titties are poison.
Oops. I killed the baby.
Stop.
Damn. Olympia, do she suck Dukakis? Didn't they ask Michael Dukakis what he would do if somebody like raped his wife?
Wasn't his wife crazy or something?
No, I think they asked him like at a debate, what would you do if they raped your wife?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I would be pretty upset, but he wasn't. He shouldn't have gone ballistic. Like I would have fucked this bitch ass up.
Yeah, I'm here at the Dallas panel at Comic-Con.
Dallas,
yeah, Dallas Dynasty.
And my question is for Charlene Tilton.
Okay.
I was wondering if you would tilt on my dick.
Oh, that's good.
Did you tilt your pussy on my dick over here?
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
I have to run out. I have to go to the Tilda Swinton.
Thanks for coming all the way from Texas to do this panel to everyone here. My question is for Donna Reed. Can I read your pussy lips?
Can I read your pussy like it's Braille?
Can I read your nipple rivets like they're Braille, Donna Reed?
With my tongue, bitch.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What other? Are you just looking up actresses whose names are puns?
I'm just going through shows that I think would be funny to be at.
I see.
At Comic-Con, and then thinking of actresses and what questions you would ask them. Respect. Because what would not be at Comic-Con? Passions.
Mm-hmm. What was that? Like a soap?
It's a soap opera.
Oh, sounds like one.
It had like a boy with a growth disorder on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never seen to
like a Gary Coleman.
One of my greatest regrets in life is not getting deeply into soap operas as a child.
You got time.
Yeah, but there's nothing like that's the gem of network television. Granted, they're all on while you're at school.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But like what made network television truly powerful is like sort of it's almost like huffing gas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, where it like if you consume too much of it, it will give you brain damage, but mm-hmm. it takes you to a higher plane of consciousness.
Yeah.
One where the poison itself becomes in an elixir with which you can disrupt society. Kind of like the MK Ultra program.
Right.
Yeah. You know, where they want to control people with dangerous drugs. The highest levels of control, the deep state, but then they end up giving them too much.
Yeah.
And they do a Charles Manson. And what do we get? The movie's Rosemary's Baby.
Right. Which is a good movie.
It is.
And what's his face raped some children?
Who?
The guy who directed Rosemary.
That's not true. I don't believe somebody who makes things that I like would do something bad.
Didn't what's his face do Rosemary's Baby?
Polanski.
Roman? Big Roman?
Yeah, you know, people always say you got to separate the art from the artist.
Of course.
You know?
Including raping a child in the ass.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Which is what he did. And then he went to France and they unrolled the red carpet for him.
France was like, ratatouille. We call that a ratatouille.
Yeah, they operate on a 3-strike ratatouille policy.
Yeah.
You get 2 child ass rapes before you have to.
That's
take
why Patton heard about it. And he's like, I got an idea for a movie. And they were like, they're like, maybe it could be about a chef.
So they did. Oh, really? It started with it was a Roman Polanski biopic.
Where a rat makes him
fuck a child in the ass. Hell yeah, dude. I love going back to the ratatouille well.
Well, the ratatouille is an analogy for Jews' influence on culture in general.
No, it's not.
Is that society has a rat
in this case, hair. You're right.
That's actually pulling its hair. And
Amy
in
Schumer
this case, you're
has
right.
got to weigh probably 6,000 pounds now. Easily. Dude, if you Google her, this old ass picture of her comes up. And she's like, because she was always... quote unquote a fat bitch.
Yeah, she is.
What are you quoting there? Your own personal journals?
No, that's on the it's in the New England.
It was the branding on the side of her body.
No, it's
next
in the...
to the Tide stickers in the number 33.
She was classified a fat bitch in the New England Journal.
Okay. She was sponsored in between all of her sponsorship stickers.
Mm.
It said Mississippi's own the fat bitch. The flying.
Watch
big
how you're
bitch.
Talking about Towson State University's own Amy Schumer. Dude.
Anyways,
Long Island's own.
Long this, Island and Towson. A power
picture,
combo.
A picture of her in 2011.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you look at her now, and I would be surprised if she's not only wearing purple sweat clothes.
Well, she's a mother now.
Yeah.
You know, she squeezed a baby out of her pussy, and it makes you fatter.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would make you less if you squeezed it out.
Well, but pregnancy,
you get
fat.
You get fatter. I guess so.
And listen, it's quarantine. Who amongst us hasn't packed on a couple pounds?
I want a quick look.
That's for sure.
I want a quick look into her world to see how much. And I'm not even being critical. I just want to know.
Okay. And what are you exactly doing?
Interested. As a matter of scientific interest, I would like to know how fat she's gotten.
Okay.
Because she doesn't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it either. It's interesting to know how things change size.
To know the number of how it's changed.
Yeah. Listen, if there was a guy who walk around flaccid all the time, and he was famous in Hollywood for being like, that's Flaccid Eric.
Yeah.
We've always seen his penis. And then there was tabloid rumors. They're like, yeah, he had a son, and he had to get his penis hard to get
that's
his son.
That's fucked up.
Right.
And then you'd be like, all right, let's see what his dick looks like hard.
Sure.
You know,
I think that would be the natural reaction.
It's the same.
To Flaccid Eric.
Getting his dick hard? The guy that's known.
This is a perfect one-for-one analogy.
Flaccid dick.
The guy makes sense as a concept. Mm-hmm. It makes sense as a
My question is for Flaccid Eric. Can we see your cock?
We're at the Comic Con.
We heard
panel.
Your dick got big to make the baby. And we want to know how big you are now. Because your dick kept getting bigger.
It's a
even
good
after,
analogy.
Because you kept eating dick fuel.
Yeah. Mm.
Because even after the birth, you were still eating for two.
Oh, he's on
You're fucking for two. Mm-hmm. You were jacking off for two.
Should we do another Comic-Con panel?
Yeah. My question is for Amy Schumer. Can you shove more of my dick into your mouth? Mm-hmm.
Shove more, huh? Okay, I like
Schumer,
that.
My dick.
I like that too, because seeing as how she's related to Chuck Schumer,
yeah,
that yeah. You could also do that at a political town hall. You could ask him,
and honestly,
hey, Chuck,
he wouldn't be able to come back.
Can
from
you
that.
shove more of my cock in your mouth?
That's true.
You piece of shit.
I just want to know how fat she's gotten, and it's not even to be mean.
You could go to her Instagram.
Oh right.
Yeah, and then just comment on one of the pictures. How fat are you in this?
Yeah. Is there any way we can know what weight you're...
Excuse me.
What number pounds is this in this picture?
Pound check?
Pound check.
Pound check, question mark?
Can we get a pound check on
that? Can we get a pound check on aisle three?
Yeah. Boop. There is a huge fat bitch in aisle three.
Look, man, I think you need to deal with your own body dysmorphia
before
you start coming for the plus-size community, of which I am a part.
Again, I'm not being critical. I'm not coming for anything. I'm not saying she needs to lose weight. At no point did I say she looks bad.
Right, that's...
I just said she's probably...
6,000 pounds.
She's probably huge.
She must be 6,000 pounds by now.
Yeah.
She must be.
And everyone who knows
she
your
absolutely must.
Feelings on the plus size know that you're not being critical.
I'm not being critical. If there was a black actor.
Yes, here we go.
Who was like, I got a tanning booth for my apartment. I'll see you guys in 2 years.
Uh-huh.
You'd be like, I got to see how dark this motherfucker is now.
I don't know about motherfucker.
I got to see. Like, did he disappear? Is there just like a fucking event horizon, maybe 6 inches from his skin?
That's what that movie is equating. Lawrence Fishburne got a tan.
He's like, my plan is to become the darkest black man in space.
That's what I suck in light. That is what that movie is
and
about.
Then,
yeah.
And then, you know, they were like, what? He opened a portal to hell by becoming too black.
Damn, that sounds like a cool movie.
Mm-hmm.
You should watch it. It's pretty scary.
Okay. So you would say you think Amy Schumer is trying to get as fat as possible.
We should have put a black man on the moon in the 60s.
That would have been awesome.
Instead of Neil Armstrong. Because not only is it good for America or whatever, you know, wokely, but imagine how much more disrespectful that is to Russia.
Ooh, okay, I see. You know I think that kind of the first part kind of loses its luster when you add the second part.
Yeah, you're tokenizing.
You're like, hey, Russia, we put a fucking black guy on the moon, you pieces of shit.
You loser.
We see your dog in space and we raise you a black guy.
Exactly. It's what you call Triton's. Mm-hmm. Operation Triton's Gambit.
That's pretty good.
The double spear of Neptune's spears.
That's nice.
Operation Neptune's spears.
Oh, yep. Neptune Spears was the guy's name.
Get this in front of the president.
Neptune Spears.
You used to be able to be the head of the CIA if you just like went to a school where you had to wear a tweed jacket and like you knew how to use a typewriter.
That's true.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what a Tinker, you have to, like, Tinker kill people? Taylor is about.
Yeah. Tinker Taylor Soldier Spies. Very convoluted. I've watched that movie probably three times.
I think I've fallen asleep.
Isn't there like eight versions of it?
I have no idea.
There was a TV, made-for-TV version.
One with Gary Oldman.
Yeah. And then there was a film version.
I thought there was a couple different films.
Well, I think it was a TV film.
But what do Whatever. I know?
Who knows?
What do I know? I'm a fucking idiot.
I'm just some fucking dumbass.
I'm a fucking piece of shit.
I'm just so fucking stupid.
I'm fucking stupid.
Well, all right. Apologies to Amy Schumer. Maybe she lost the weight after her pregnancy. Boring.
Yeah.
Bore. I mean, you might as well. Because that's the other thing, too. I'm not being critical. She owes the fat community.
Oh, interesting.
Don't forget that, like,
okay.
You know, when I said the quote-unquote the fat bitch, both fat and bitch were in quotation
both marks. Were you're right
because Amy Schumer got all of this. Her whole career was built on being she's the big fat feminist when she was never really that fat.
No, not at
she
the
certainly
time.
Wasn't very much of like a fucking women's issues type
no.
person. She's just happy
she
to
was
be,
a she was a pretty like dirty raunchy stand-up comic
yes
who happened to be a woman
and they just the media like didn't want to actually watch comedy because comedy sucks
right
so they're like how about this bitch.
They're like, sure.
How about, yeah, she's the feminist one. And then her shit blew up. And now she owes it to the world
to become, get fat as shit.
To become fat. Lena Dunham is really delivering on her promises.
She's killing
I would say
it.
She's over-delivering.
No, she's, no. Lena is turning into exactly what she owes us.
Which is what?
Which is just fucking like Play-Doh left out in the sun
yeah.
for a decade.
She removed her uterus.
In the middle of the like the Black Lives Matter rioting, there was like some fucking Lena Dunham expose where they're like, look at her pussy now. Let's all look at her pussy.
Wait, she
look how
took
bad
her pussy out?
No, I mean, it was just like pictures of her at a pool. And she's
oh,
like,
right.
she's yeah. like weights now that are like, I mean, she doesn't even get, it's not like she's like has a lot of mass. It's like she's reaching just disgusting proportions where you would have to, her weight should be classified as one of those unreal or imaginary numbers in mathematics.
yeah.
Where you're like,
I?
Yeah, what is this? Yeah, what is this one that looks like a Joy Division tattoo? What does that symbol represent? They're like, well, that actually is the weight of Lena Dunham's back fat.
Oh,
so the
yikes.
Number is never specific. It's greater than all of the other numbers in spirit, while it might not be actually.
Mm-hmm. This is tough stuff, honestly, to look at.
Yeah.
Wow. She that, but she owes us that, Nick says.
She does. Good she owes God. Us that.
And a thank you to you, madam.
Because it's what she is. It's like, because, you know, they're
is
like.
Is she doing the Millie Rock?
What is what to her credit, they do this thing where they're like, big women can be beautiful too, as long as they have the right proportions. You know?
right. Which like, is, that is true. Yeah. That is true. A lot of the plus size shit is like the hottest woman you've ever seen, but she's like, has big tits.
Exactly.
Ass.
You see it on the fucking thing, and you're like, oh, that giant pair of tits.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like when it's somebody that looks like, you know, the.
Right. Brutal.
A, just, a fat version of the landlord from Kingpin. then you're like, all right, well, I guess, you know, she's doing it.
Lena Dunham's, she's wearing also a one-piece bathing suit that says sex on it.
Yep.
In this video. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess. I wasn't a big fan, if I'm being honest.
Of what, the show Girls?
I haven't seen too much of Girls. But you're right, she is more of an ally. Oh, man.
Oh, God.
She is more of an ally to the fat community, that's a good point.
She's proud.
I'm so horny.
I just got fucked in my ass tonight. It must have been you fucking my ass.
Must have been you digging my ass. Can I suck on your dick tonight? But people tell me Girls is good. Maybe I should watch it.
I tried to a couple times. It's really not good.
It's not.
Yeah.
Okay, fuck it.
Every time I've heard someone defend Girls or whatever,
It's a dumb.
Because people would defend it back in like 2012 when it came out. I tried watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember I was like dating this girl that was like, you know, like raving about it. She's like, it's someone that's our age that's like doing stuff. And I'm like, what does that mean? Yeah. The fuck does that statement mean?
Yeah.
Someone our age that's doing
it's
stuff.
It's like less funny Seinfeld.
Right. You know, other people our age are in med school.
Yeah.
And not just fucking people in Austin.
Yeah, yeah.
And wanting there to be, not only enough. It's not enough to just fuck people in Austin. You got to watch a TV show about it, too.
Yeah.
You can't relax after fucking a bunch of strangers with Star Trek.
No.
No.
It has to be someone doing this exact... It has somebody to be... rich in New York doing this.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. So that it makes you feel like you're, quote-unquote, doing something.
Yeah.
At our age.
Yeah.
Which is an adult's age, by the way.
Right.
23 years old, you're a grown adult.
Yeah. I just sucked on a dick tonight.
Yeah, but I tried watching, and I thought it was degenerate. I thought it was disgusting.
Yep.
I thought it was...
yes, sir.
Degenerate. Yeah.
Because of all the premarital sex?
You know, there's an expression in the Bible.
Horrible.
There's no room for Christ in this place. I forget who says it. I think one of the twins, one of the dreadlock twins.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Cain and Abel.
Yes. One of the who are from an older version of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
A good version.
The ghost twins that can... They were
from the Matrix.
From the Bible.
Sorry, I confused
them. Not sure. Yeah, there's a lot of similar elements.
The Matrix is right. A lot like the Bible.
Some might even say that the Bible is based on the Matrix.
Yeah.
But they at one point they say there's no room for Jesus in this place, and it's when they're watching the show Girls.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I saw one scene was when Brian, when the news anchor's hot daughter.
She's not hot.
Yorma from the
Lonely
Island.
Oh, I saw that scene, yeah.
Like, choked her and said he was going to fuck her, and then she flicked her pussy in the bathroom because Yorma was so hot to her.
Dude, after that episode
of
Girls...
hot for teacher.
Girls came out, I got there was a group email.
Did Yorma get to fuck her?
No, he played some wicked games
with her.
Here's to
you, Mr. Robinson.
But, no, there was a group email after that show aired, and a bunch of girls I knew, they were like, can we please have a discussion about whether or not that was okay? And can we talk about consent?
Oh, my God.
And it was like, I was like, I can't be there.
Yeah.
I can't go.
They knew you?
Yeah, like some girls that I knew that were like, this show, it's raised a lot of interesting questions. And let's like all get together and discuss this episode of
Girls.
It's
raised interesting questions?
Yeah, about like consent or whatever.
So wait, does Yorma fuck her? He doesn't.
Wait, hold on. So you women were you saying you raped them.
No, they wanted to have
an
event.
Adam, this is the kind of stuff we're talking
about.
No,
they wanted to have like a get together to discuss the show or
interesting.
Something.
Because it and raised it was like, questions of consent.
No, there was like 20 people.
And you're like, I can't make it. And they were like, fuck.
Okay.
And the police were like, well, so he's not coming? Mm-hmm. So we can't grab him
actually,
there?
I think I may have shown you guys that email. Or at least...
Can you answer my question?
Yeah.
You're talking about
the rape potluck.
It was like a rape potluck.
I forgot that had to do with...
but it had to do...
Damn,
it was
look at that Continental.
Inspired by...
That's awesome.
That's a beauty, huh?
That's really good.
It was inspired by that
episode.
Can
you tell me
Girls.
If he fucks her, Adam?
I don't remember.
Now, that would be a cool show. Instead of Girls, it's Cars.
Yeah.
And we open up, and it's a guy. He's 53 years old.
Yeah.
And he's got a 1987 Dodge Dynasty.
Yeah.
And he's pulling into the lot of the Silver Diner, and there's a other guy. He meets Eric there.
Mm-hmm.
Eric's 53 years old, no pants on, completely flaccid penis.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Eric.
As he walks on the screen, the audience, woo! Cameo role from a famous celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
And that way we're
That's
starting
pretty
off
good.
Sex, nudity,
right.
Sexy.
Right.
A sexy car, a sexy penis.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. I love that. Cars instead of girls. Sexy car. And it's guys, it's people our age doing stuff.
People our age. And there's guys in their or late 50s.
And they're doing
they're
something.
Figuring out who they are.
They're figuring out what. They're
figuring out having yeah. cigarettes, checking out each other's cocks, yep. and comparing General Motors K cars with each other.
I love it. Dude.
You know, yeah. somebody's got a Continental kit on the back of a Chevy Celebrity, and they're like, this is a time in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We're a voice of a generation.
Mm-hmm. Cars. Starring Flaccid Eric.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, you're right. He's a cameo.
Yeah, he's just a cameo. It's Tony Danza.
Tony Danza with yeah. crushed cars, dude. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Tony Danza, Ray Romano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need a black guy.
Yeah, you can't just have Kevin all James. Italians.
No, not Kevin James.
Why not Kevin James?
Actually, yeah, Kevin, you need a fat guy.
Kevin James, also Italian, I think.
Who's going to be the black and Chinese guy?
Orlando Jones from the Make 7 Up Yours
Orlando
commercials.
Jones is pretty good.
Yeah.
And then the Chinese guy who was in every Law & Order is like the psychologist.
Oh, yeah, the psychologist. I like a SVU where they get him in and he has to break down why the cops.
Yeah.
They're like, damn, you just blew our mind. What's his name?
Or actually, it could be... Henry Cho from Harold and Kumar.
Harold and Kumar. He needs the work.
He needs the work, and he deserves the work, frankly.
I thought he was fantastic in those movies.
In his star turn as Kumar? Or mm-hmm. Harold?
Harold. I think he played Kumar. I have to piss.
Yeah.
I'm holding it, guys.
Well, I think the episode's over.
I took a quick break to look at nudes and Instagram DM requests.
Nice. How many did you see?
Oh, it's
two.
None. Just one. It's this flaccid Eric guy. I've been begging him to stop sending me pictures of his cock for weeks. And he's like, talk about me on the show and I'll stop. So
yeah. Well, you know what,
dude? I did it.
A nude is a nude.
Well, it's been done.
You're a character. So.
Folks, that's going to do it for the show.
That'll do it for us. This has been another episode of Come Town.
Go to stabby.biz, buy a t-shirt.
Go to come.town and buy even more t-shirts.
No, buy more at the first one.
Go to urbanoutfitters.com.
Plug in them.
Get some t-shirts there, too. All right. Thanks, folks.